On the line now, I have Dr. Claire Bone, who is Director of Student Support and Development in DCU. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. Now, people going from school to school now, people going from secondary school into college or university, it's always a bit daunting, but the times we're in at the moment, it's even harder, I'd imagine.
It is, yeah, and you might have heard that we did a survey there recently with prospective students, whereby we got actually 1,500 replies from students who are planning to come to DCU and asked exactly those questions. What are you concerned about? Because we know, year to year, what they're concerned about, but what are the concerns this year? And the results were interesting. So in the first place was getting their course, and that's what students every year are worried about. Will they get the course that they want to get? And then very close to that was the online learning experience and how they were going to make new friends. So there is concern out there, no question.
So, what's the plan when they start in DCU? Is it going to be a bit of both?
So the plan...
Yep. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, John. Yes, exactly. The plan is exactly that. That there's a hybrid model of delivery, which means that students will be able to access their lectures from home or from wherever they are. They'll be recorded, so they'll be live, but they'll also be recorded so students can watch them at a time that suits them. And then we're going to break the programmes down into smaller groups and have on-site delivery of tutorials and small group work so students can come together and basically, delve more deeply into the material that they would have read online at home. So the campuses are open. We're not closing our campuses. All three campuses will be open so students can come in. They'll get to know people. We'll be offering everything that we ever offered before in terms of the facilities, obviously within whatever restrictions are in place in September. But libraries, canteens, gyms, study spaces, all that kind of stuff will actually be open for the students to use, which is obviously good news.
Yeah, and the students now, they've been studying at home. The Leaving Cert was more or less cancelled, and they have, I'd say, a lot of stress is involved here.
Absolutely, and we're feeling that, and we're in touch with them, and we're trying to work out, what they're worried about and how we can help them. So I suppose it's important, first of all, to look back and realise that what happened in March wasn't planned. So very quickly, the teachers had to try and put everything online overnight, knowing that the students were under pressure already, trying to get the revision in and finish their year. September's going to be very different. We know now what we're facing into. We've had 3 months of this. We've gone through online exams. We've gone through working with students through whatever Zoom or Google Hangouts or whatever it was. So this is a much more planned approach to the online learning environment, which is going to make it less scary for the students. So DCU has been working online for over 20 years. Was not new to us, and the lecturers are looking at their entire curriculum to see how can we bring this material online in a really, really solid and sound way, and make sure then when we have the students on campus that they've already read the material at home, they've done the high level stuff, and they can really get into that deep learning space where they can engage with each other. So it is going to be quite different. And I couldn't emphasize that strongly enough. This is not more of the same. This is new. This is different. And we know what we're doing.
Yeah, it is. It's brand new, and nobody could foresee this happening. Now, we've spoken about the learning and the studying. What about the social aspect of starting in a new university or college? You're face to face, and you're making new friends and getting to know people.
Absolutely, and that's huge. That's a huge part of university. So they've come from a structured school environment where they might have had 30 in the class, and they're suddenly coming into a much, much larger environment. And some of the students won't have friends coming with them. They'll be on their own. But it's actually interesting. So I suppose you and I may have grown up in a world where you have to meet somebody face-to-face to get to know them. Social media is part of their life, and as much as I dislike it, it's actually going to play into our hands this year. So from the time students get their offer in August, we're going to start interacting with them and hooking them up, linking them up with other students in their year. So we're going to use the Instagrams and the Facebooks and the Twitters and everything else to make sure that we can break them down into their science groups or their nursing groups or their business groups or humanities or whatever it might be. So already online, they'll start interacting with each other socially. before they ever come to the campus. Now, what we've done in the last few weeks is reached out to our class reps, because a great class rep system, our clubs and societies committees, and we've asked them to work with us, to work with the new first-year students to help them become part of the university. Because, you know, second years and third years coming in September know what the university experience is like. First years don't. So particularly our second years have been absolutely incredible in terms of saying, yeah, of course we'll help. We'll absolutely, we'll reach out. We'll be the class rep for those first-year students until they've settled in. So as I said, we're going to literally link them up on social media so they get to know each other and get them to engage. Hopefully look at the notion of, we've been talking about the notion of county chapters, so that students around the country can link up within their own county with other students studying at VCU, so they don't feel isolated and they realise they're part of a much, much bigger picture.
Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of organisations now about young people and children and all involved with this. And a lot of people are saying before this all happened, people were actually giving out about young people being on their tablets, on their phones and all this. But it's really come into its own now, hasn't it?
It absolutely has. I mean, I'm not a social media fan. I'm learning fast, but I'm not a social media fan normally. But it really is. I mean, a lot of our first-year students would tell us anyway, that's how they got to know their friends. They met them before they ever stepped on the campus. So that, because we would traditionally set up a group, it was a business studies one group. We'd set that up. The students' union would set that group up online. So students are interacting and talking to each other and, you know, giving each other tips and tricks before they ever come to the campus. So that's going to become much more important. But I think as well, staff are going to become much more hands-on with us. Whereas before, we'd leave social media to the students. In actual fact, we're going to use it for our benefit to make sure that we can link students up online before they come into us.
Yeah, we mentioned the social aspect of the whole thing earlier. And what about extracurricular activities? What's happening around that?
Yeah, so slowly but surely, thankfully, and hopefully it'll continue, things are opening up. So our gym now has moved outdoors for the moment, but it's opening up slowly but surely. Our group study spaces, again, are going to be opening up slowly but surely and definitely in place for September. So, I mean, socially, students will be able to come on campus. Our clubs and societies, when we closed the campuses in March, they started looking to see, okay, how can we continue with our book club and our drama society or whatever it might be? And they actually continue to engage with their group members online since March. So this afternoon I'm taking part in a coffee meeting between one of the groups that I'm involved in, one of the societies I'm involved in. They're actually continuing to socialise online using things like Zoom, because I think although they like social media, they also like to see each other. So actually, you know, committees are coming together, our group of students are coming together via Zoom so they can see each other's faces as well as hear each other's voices. So we've reached out to all our clubs and societies, about 150 of them in DCU, and we've asked them to come back to us with ideas of how they're going to continue with their activities this coming year. Now, the clubs are under the regulations of the national body, so they're getting their guidelines from them. And the societies are then, you know, they're so different. So obviously the dance societies are going to do things differently than the debating society. But they're coming back to us to say, this is what we want to do, and we're facilitating that. So we're saying, okay, what are the resources we need to put in place in order to make that happen? Because the students will socialise. Staff aren't going to be socialising with students. They don't want us there.
Yeah.
But we can create those structures and provide whatever resources we possibly can to help them. But they've some brilliant ideas, and they've been so proactive. I mean, when it comes to looking for something creative or innovative, you look to your students, because they're the ones that, you know, that have their finger on the pulse.
Yeah. So you reckon prospective students, they're going to adapt. I mean, Zoom and face call and all this is going to play a big part.
You know
part.
What? Yeah. They are. I mean, they've been through and will continue to go through until they have that offer in their hand. They've been through a tough few weeks and months, and it's been really disconcerting for them. You know, day to day, wondering will the Leaving Cert go ahead? Will they, you know, will the points thing work out for them? All of that. But you know what? There's a huge group of them, and there's real strength in numbers. I think, and I've said this before, and I really believe it. I think the mass lectures, that mass gathering, which is actually probably the worst side of university life, that there, you know, there's a lot of students together at the same time. Suddenly, that will go online because we can't have huge group gatherings, and the real richness is going to be in the learning in those smaller groups, which will be facilitated on the campus. So I think this is a really exciting time for education. And I think it really is forcing us to rethink everything we do and how we do it and really make it more personal and more individual. So we're very excited about it.
Yes, it is. It's very new and it has never been done before. We've never been through this. So if there are students, or like we're a local radio station, so there are probably prospective students out there listening in.
Yeah.
What if they're feeling a bit nervous, or what would you say to them?
Yeah. Don't worry. We know what we're doing. We have done online learning for years. We have a huge student body. This is not rocking us. Yes, in March, we all had to very quickly adapt and change what we do overnight. But we've had time to think this through. We are actively planning. If they're worried, they go onto the main DCU website. There are a number of people. Student support services can answer any questions or worries that they may have. So tell them to go onto the DCU website, www.dcu.ie. Throw out a question. Get in touch with somebody there. Get in touch with the student support services or whoever they feel would be best place to help them, and ask their questions so they stop worrying. Let them enjoy their summer because they have a really exciting year ahead of them.
Okay, and you mentioned a website there. Do you want to give us the address?
I will, yeah. It's www.dcu.ie. And in fact, today, tomorrow and Friday, we have live seminars and webinars going on, so the students can go in and maybe listen to a lecture the way it's done in third level online, speak to the student support services, you know, speak to people about all the questions that they may have. So actually, if they go onto the website today, they can register for events that are happening all day today right through to Friday, and very quickly they get their questions answered.
So are you talking about more or less an open day? You know, the way it would be open days.
Exactly. Yeah. So three virtual open days. That's exactly it.
Well, that's fantastic. So very virtual open days we're having.
Exactly. We are. The world has changed, John. The world has changed.
Yeah, but at least, you know, that the young people, they're very adaptable. And as you say, they will adapt. Is there anything you'd like to add?
You know what? We've all had to.
Yeah. We've all had to adapt. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Claire, before we go?
I suppose the big message to me, and I really genuinely believe this is going to be different, there's no question, but I genuinely believe we're taking the good of what has always been university life. We're making that better, and we're getting rid of the bad things. So that notion of coming on campus physically on the first day, facing 3,500 other first-year students and not knowing anybody, they don't have to do that.
Yeah.
They can, in the comfort of their own homes, with their support structures, get in touch. We will obviously be organising orientation and contact through those weeks right up until we start. So our orientation is actually over 2 weeks. So from the comfort of their home, they can begin to socialise, begin to understand what the university environment is all about. We have a full online programme of orientation, which starts early September, and they'll interact both with online resources but also with staff, which will help explain what's ahead of them for the coming year. So they will ease themselves into a whole new academic environment before they ever have to set foot on the campus. So that sense of actually comfort and understanding what they're heading into will be huge. So in a funny kind of way, it'll be a better experience than in previous years. And I know there's concern, but I genuinely believe it will be.
Well, listen, I'm really enjoyed talking to you, because I know there are students out there who are anxious and a bit nervous about things. And I hope, listening to you this morning, this afternoon now, that they feel a lot better, and they should do.
Absolutely. And as I said, I couldn't emphasise enough, any questions at all, please get in touch with us. So into the DCU website, or they can mail us directly in student support at students.support@dcu.ie. And we'll answer any question. And if we can't answer the question, we'll make sure that we get them in touch with the right person.
That's great. Listen, Claire, thank you very much for taking the call. And I'm sure you've after putting a lot of minds at ease out there.
Good. Delighted to hear it, John. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
For inviting me. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, that was Dr. Claire Bone there, the DCU Director of Student Support and Development. And you can go and get more information on DCU.ie.